most people think that to speak at a Yale commencement, you have to be president. But over the years, the specifications have become far more demanding. Now you have to be a Yale graduate. You have to be president, and you have had to have lost the Yale vote to Ralph Nader. This is my first time back here in quite a while. I'm sure that each of you will make your own journey back at least a few times in your life. If you're like me, you won't remember everything you did here. That can be a good thing. But there will be some people and some moments you will never forget. Take, for example, my old classmate, Dick Broadhead, the accomplished dean of this great university. I remember him as a young scholar, a bright lad, a hard worker. We both put a lot of time in at Sterling Library in the reading room, where they have those big leather couches. We had a mutual understanding. Dick wouldn't read aloud, and I wouldn't snore. Our course selections were different, as we followed our own path to academic discovery. Dick was an English major and loved classes. I loved history and pursued a diversified course of study. I like to think of it as an academic road less traveled. For example, I took a class that studied Japanese haiku. Haiku, for the unattained, is the 15th century form of poetry, each poem having 17 syllables. Haiku is fully understood only by the Zen masters,